Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. What do green jobs mean for businesses and municipalities? David Hess, professor of science and technologies at RPI, says some areas are unable to support green innovation.
There has been much talk about green jobs, and a scholarly literature has begun to emerge on the topic. Although any job could be included if the business has undergone a greening process, most studies define green jobs as 1 to 4% of all jobs. The percentage may seem small, but it is comparable to the number of jobs in industries such as software or fossil fuels, and green jobs are growing 3 times more quickly than other jobs. The high growth rate is largely due to demand-side policies, such as when a state government requires some of its electricity to come from renewable energy. But demand-side policies are not enough to create the full range of green jobs. If a state achieves its energy goals by importing from other states and other countries almost all of its green technology, it effectively creates only green service sector jobs. Manufacturing jobs are a small but crucial portion of green jobs. They're desirable due to their higher wages and ability to create more jobs, but more importantly, they're central to connecting universities and inventors with applications. So researchers are increasingly studying how governments can integrate their environmental policies with economic development and research policies. Some states are doing exactly that, but many other states appear to be missing the opportunity to create an integrated green economy.
That was RPI's David Hess. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.